Charlie, I'd like you to finish this thought.
Dun, 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 dun.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
That's Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. And somehow you know it as well as any hit song on the Hot 100.
Yes, I do.
This year is Beethoven's 250th birthday, so there's no better time to figure out why we can't escape the symphony, a symbol of all that's good and bad in classical music as we know it. I'm musicologist Nate Sloan.
And I'm songwriter Charlie Harding.
And we're the hosts of Switched on Pop. In our four-movement miniseries, The Fifth, we're going to explain why we still can't get the symphony out of our heads 200 years after its composition.
We're going to hear how Beethoven created a piece that totally rewrote the rules of classical composition. It was a total rock star symphony, but also explain why it became a symbol of freedom for some and exclusion for so many others.
And we're going to do it with the help of an orchestra that's been performing Beethoven's Fifth since 1842, the New York Philharmonic.
Starting on September 8th, listen to The Fifth on Switched on Pop, anywhere you get your podcasts.